Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning again, sir.
Well, good morning, and I kind of like this. On early, come back, have a little coffee, come on back on. Go by Virginia. Now I'm downtown Manhattan and headed over to the hotel where we're having our meeting. But as I said earlier today, it's fun to high step in New York when you have a game like we had last weekend.
I have no doubt about that. Thank goodness the league meetings were not last week. Is there anything in particular on the agenda that you're most fascinated by or that you can tell us about for the league meetings?
Well, I think that this time of year, this is a scheduled time of the year meeting, but I know firsthand they're going to have some the probably as impressive or the most impressive viewership information that they're going to be going over in one of the committees that I'm involved in here. And it really is probably the most impressive viewership that I've seen. And so that's always on the agenda up here as well. And we'll discuss some labor, which is your players, that type of things at this time. But it's basically a kind of a state of the times we're in here for this first quarter.
I know there was a lot of discussion before the season started that the NFL felt like perhaps Nielsen was not correctly gauging the audiences for these games. How much has a different Nielsen system helped out, hopefully getting a better count on how many people are watching NFL games?
Well, we're up considerably. I don't have the exact percentage, but we're up double digits. And the best that I've seen is the measuring may have impacted that figure, the increase by as much as 5%. That's of the increase. So that might not be but a small percent of the total. So it certainly adds to it. It's a more efficient way, and it should very much be accounted for because we have so much of our fan base that watch it in areas where most of fans watch it, such as restaurants, bars, things like that. So, but the reflection in the increase is really a very sound, just more eyeballs watching the games.
Jerry, back to that that victory over Washington on Sunday. After the game, Kyer Elam said that Matt Eberflus allowed them to do what they do best in man coverage. And we've all seen the numbers on how much was played there. How much trust did Eberflus gain in those players, and also how much trust did the players gain in him?
Well, that's a strong word, but it's real. It's very real. You certainly want to believe as a team, whether it's the coach or the players, that your scheme, what you're doing, is sound. And not have flaws in it or holes in it. But so success is very important. But they'd be the quickest people, the players, to tell you that a bigger part of why we played some good defense was because we did what we were supposed to do in the system. We were in our spot that we were supposed to be in. That is a natural progression. The football's so repetitive on how you play it well. And so you're seeing us perform the scheme when we're playing the scheme. You're seeing us perform that scheme better, and we're in our right lanes. You do that, plus that allows you to mix it up more. The way Washington brought the offense on the field, it allowed us to be a little more comfortable in man than we had been maybe against some of the other teams. Bottom line, it's an evolving process of how this team, which also gives you a little different look each week because of injury and who's next up. All of that is a work in progress, but boy, was I pleased with the how, not just the score, but I was pleased with how well we played.
Yeah, one of those guys that played exceptionally, I think he really stood out, and it was nice to see that, was Deron Bland. How excited were you to see him do that? And is the pick six the most exciting play in all of sports?
Well, I'll tell you, it just, when it happens, it's just like something reached out from heaven and kind of patted you on the back. But excited for him. Of course, that's how he made all pro, was setting the record almost on the interception. He can intercept the ball. And we've got a good opportunity here with our personnel to get better and have more of those. And they'll win the games, those turnovers. What's amazing is we haven't turned the ball over in four games. And yet we've gotten one last week against Washington, and we got one the week before against Carolina. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times the difference in the games, the win in the game, is that turnover.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, we talked about Deron Bland there. You were without your other starting cornerback last week, Trayvon Diggs, after he had popped up on the injury report Friday with a concussion. It's obviously been kind of a muddied situation for everybody kind of viewing it, but were you satisfied ultimately with Trayvon Diggs' explanation to you of what happened and led to the concussion?
Yes, and I am. And there's no reason to dwell on any more here. It's what it is. And consequently, what we did see is we played pretty well out there. And so I don't know the status of Diggs as we move forward, but I feel better about being able to play if we don't have him out there.
Jerry, you know, you mentioned, though, and not to dwell on that specific issue then, but, you know, there was some frustration with Trayvon Diggs' rehab a couple years ago. There was some discussion this offseason about how much he was in the building. Have you gotten to a point at this point where you feel like you've lost any trust in Trayvon Diggs?
Oh, you know, we're using that word trust a lot.
Yes, sir.
And maybe it's an appropriate word. But at the end of the day, this is a pretty physical situation. You've got to physically be able to perform. That's important. Diggs has not been there to really get the job done. Apart from anything about the scheme or mental, you've got to be physically, or you have a limitation. And so the combination of things, I'm sure he'd be the first.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Terry has impacted him this year.
Jerry, I've made this proclamation a couple of different times this week already. I feel like this is the most exciting offense in the NFL. Do you feel like it is the most exciting offense, or you still think there's more room to grow and develop there?
Well, I think you both of those answers could be. Yeah, there is more room to go. And, yes, I think it's one of the you could also say by degree, how exciting is it? It's very exciting. What I'm real excited about also is that that's exactly what we thought that Brian would bring to the table as we looked forward to this year, when Brian was just thinking, or we were just thinking, of his role as offensive coordinator and calling the plays and the kinds of things that he wanted to do that would help Dak, help us be more productive offense. You're seeing that. Now, that is a great feeling to see that come to pass. Now, what is amazing is that this first-year coach, Brian Schottenheimer, also not only called the plays, but oversaw the putting in with some great help that he's got with his offensive coordinators. But he not only called the plays, but he also spent part of the week in that defensive side of the ball going over ways that could improve, and talking not only with coaches and players. To me, last week was about as good a coaching job as I've been around, and I don't know when, by the head coach.
Jerry, you know, your offense is clicking really, really well. You've got a lot of faith in your coaching staff. You feel like you've started to see some improvement from the defense. We know the trade deadline is coming up here in a couple weeks. What do you have to see from your team over the next 2 weeks to change your position from maybe just we're open for business to we need to go get someone to put this team over the top?
I don't know that to actually affect a trade, that what we see over the next few weeks is the most important ingredient as to how there might be a trade. Hmm. They'll probably, if there were a trade, it will be because it fits us. It fits us. And to fit, it's got to be a reason why the player would leave that we're interested in going forward with, and it would have to fit us in terms of our plans on our roster, the financial, everything that goes with that. And so you don't just because we played well and all of a sudden everybody thinks, boy, you're in the hunt, so it's time to go out and gather up all of this talent that's waiting around out here on the trees to add to it now that we feel good that we can be more competitive. That's not realistic. What's realistic is that if we do see an opportunity, we are in as good a shape as we've been in years with picks, with financial, with our cap. We're in as good a shape we've ever been if we see a way to improve our team with a player that makes sense today, this year, next year, to entertain it and look at it.
But, Jerry, at this...
We do that every day. We do that every day.
At this moment, do you see or would you don't see the potential of trading away another player?
Well, I don't... when you say see the potential, I assume you're asking what degree of potential.
Yeah.
And candidly, I don't necessarily see a high degree there. But I don't want to... precluded from happening. We should be constantly, and believe you me, we are, all the time looking, communicating with possibilities to get better with our roster or to address soft spots in the roster. What you really need to ask the question is, did the win Sunday cause us to think more that we're more likely to trade or get a trade today than if we'd lost? Isn't that a good way to catch that question?
Yep.
So what's the answer?
No. The answer is no.
When you have
Sunday didn't affect that.
When you have the league meetings, do discussions about potential player movements happen a lot there? Or do you guys normally just focus on, hey, let's discuss league issues, not so much like team personnel potential issues?
You discuss any and everything. The league, of course, league issues are there, but you can very easily, at any level, especially if you've got some owners involved in the meeting, and this is an owner's meeting, and you'll have some executives that are a part of it. It's not uncommon at all to talk about a player or what if, toss it out there. Not at all.
Jerry, you know, Jerry Jones joined us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, there were a lot of people, obviously the Pittsburgh and George Pickens match didn't really fit, and they decided that it was time to move on from him. Why do you think you guys have had such a different, more positive experience with George Pickens here in Dallas?
Well, I will give a lot of credit to Brian Schottenheimer. I'll give a lot of credit to Dak Prescott. And I'll give a lot of credit to George Pickens, because he's come in here with a can-do the frame of mind about being a part of a team. He's coming in about how he can complement what we do, not just complementary football, offense, defense, but how about complementing Lamb and complementing what we're trying to do with our offense. And frankly, he's above expectations in all boxes.
Because of that, are there any conversations about an extension now, or does it make sense for all parties to wait until the season is over on that front?
You make that an either or, and I'm not trying to have issue with the way you're phrasing your question today. But any and everything about George Pickens is crossing our mind.
Ooh, I like to hear that.
And when you say, does that generate conversations? It certainly can generate conversations between people in our building without George being in the room. And it can cause a lot of conversation, I'm sure, around the league. But the answer is, certainly, he's a topic of interest and discussion because of the success he's had.
Well, then, hopefully you can help walk me through y'all's like general philosophy or how business goes in the NFL. You said, obviously, the Cowboys are set up great for with draft pick perspectives. Y'all are set up great with salary cap perspectives. And George Pickens has been better than I could have imagined, though it sounds like he's right on point with what y'all thought. Why not try to get the deal done right now?
Well, there's no reason not to. There's no reason to. And so I can't give you a why not other than the timing might not be good for any of the parties involved. And so and that has many, many reasons, not only from the player's perspective, but from the club's perspective. You're asking that question that I've had asked a million times in my life. By my mama, by my wife. Why did you do it? Hell, I don't know why I did it. I was just there.
Jerry, we saw some excitement, some dancing up in the suite regarding this victory. Was there any dancing yesterday when DeMarvion Overshown was activated for his 21-day window?
Absolutely. We're all excited about him. We know what he's about. And can I tell you this? He and we have learned even more how special he is during his rehab work and his time away from it. Boy, that's a gut check. That's a mentality. It's a read on you by your teammates, your coaches, fans. It's a read on yourself in your mirror to work through a rehab process. Mike Lervin said it made his career when he went through his big-time rehab process on his knee. So it's a big thing there, and it really has us all excited to get him back on.
Now, when we're talking about Overshown, how much easier does it make life when the player's motivated and the player and the team are on the exact same page when it comes to your rehab?
Okay, well, let me just say this. That is the way that it is 99% of the time, and I think that's the way it is 100% of the successful time. Anytime that's not on the same page, there's usually a little something else, loose end, dangling participle out here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.